Okay.
Good morning, everybody. I want to move ahead to the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. If there is such a thing as an underrated parak of Hilchos Tshuva, I think it's the fourth parak where the Rambam discusses the Esrim V'Arba Dvarim Hama'akrines HaTshuva, which is a really continuation of Parak Gimel, where the Rambam discussed the Esrim V'Arba She'em Lem Chelek Yolam Haba. So the Rambam divides it into five different categories. The first category in Parak Dalid are an avon gadol, such a terrible sin that a person does not deserve the opportunity to do tshuva. That will set us up for issues in Perek Hay and Perek Vav of Vayechazek Hashem Eslei Paro and Sichon and Og, etc. And on that list, it's very fascinating. You have basically a machtes harabim, preventing the rabbin from doing an avera. That's number one. Yumeisis umediach is number two. Then my favorite, somebody who doesn't properly discipline his children is rishus. Modern style parenting is considered basically by the Rambam to be an avon gadol, yet in maspikin biyadol asos tshuva, because how can you not shema b'ni musar abicha? And the Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, so that extends to anybody who's under your control. And then number four, which is the biggest chiddush of all, and the Rambam says, echta v'ashev echta v'yom ha-kippur mechaper. So the Rambam interprets that Gemara, which is a really fascinating topic, that, okay, so a person who says Echta v'ashuv, we're not going to give that person kapara, Echta v'yom ha-kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur isn't going to be mechaper. The Rambam says much further than that. The Rambam says it's such an avon gadol to undermine the sanctity of tshuva, to undermine the sanctity of Yom Kippur by being so cynical about it in that way. Okay, so that's category one. Category two is what we're going to focus on this week, where the Rambam says that there are certain things that are no alin. We'll get back to that in just a minute, that make it very, very difficult to the point of, you know, sort of locking the doors of tshuva. And the Rambam will explain why. It's because the nature of the sin makes tshuva so much more difficult. Then the Rambam says, Mehen chamisha dvarim that are ben adam the chaveron, and it's hard to do tshuva because you don't know who exactly you wronged. And then the Rambam has another category of five things where, and it's a fascinating thing, the Rambam says, The chazaka is that the person isn't going to do tshuva because he doesn't take it that seriously. He's omer belibo that this is category four, he's omer belibo that he really doesn't have to do tshuva. The fifth and final category within the 24 dvarim ha-ma'akvenes ha-tshuva, the Rambam says there, it's just very difficult to do tshuva because a person becomes ensnared in them, very reminiscent of the characteristics of Perek Zion, where the Rambam says, kasha lifrosh mehem. And there the Rambam deals with Kas, and Redifas HaMamon, Redifas HaKavod, and Redifas HaMachalos, and Hittul, and all of those elements. So what I want to focus on for today is Perek Dalid Beis. We talked yesterday, I'm sure everybody heard the recording, about Poresh Midarchei HaTzibur in the context of Tanios. So the Rambam says something else about Poresh Min HaTzibur, and this is the one that we'll do today. And the rest of the four Dvarim Hanoalin Darchei HaTshuva B'nei Oseihem, they make tshuva so difficult, ki'ilu the doors of tshuva are locked. They're not actually locked, because the Rambam in the last halacha says, Kolelu Advarim V'chayotim V'nafal B'shema Akvenes HaTshuva Ein Monin Osai L'masa Adam Tshuva Mehen Harezeh Baal Tshuva V'yesh L'chevek Olam Haba. So Noalin doesn't mean fully locked. It doesn't mean double locked. It's locked, but maybe you could get a key. Says the Rambam, Mehen Chamisha Dvarim Hanoalin Darchei HaTshuva B'nei Oseihem V'ilohen HaPoresh min HaTzibur lefi shebizman sheyasu tshuva lo yeimahen ve'inu zochei mahen b'schus she'osin. So this connects to two Rambams previously in Hilchos Tshuva. Obviously the Perek Gimel Rambam that we talked about yesterday, in HaPoresh min HaTzibur en lo chelek li'olam haba. So there the Rambam discusses it as a kind of crime against the community, that the person is nivdal li'adas Yisrael, and it doesn't really, he's apathetic to their plight. Here it's the opposite side of that coin, right? That he pays a natural price for that. It's not just that we're saying, Eino chelek olam haba, but al tiftach be'atzmecha ad yom mosecha. A person shouldn't be overconfident. Is in the same Mishnah Navo says, al tifrosh min hatzibur, because we all need sometimes a little bit of the koach hatzibur to move us along. That's the obvious first Rambam that it connects to. The other Rambam that it clearly connects to from earlier in Hilchos Tshuva, again, HaPoresh Min HaTzibur, the Bishman Shiyasu Tshuva, Lo Yimahen, Ve'eno Zochiman B'schus Ha'osin, connects back to the Sir Lazazel, the Sir HaMishtaleach. Because, right, the Rambam said that when there was a Karban Tzibur, or the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. So again, we had this debate, is it Rebbe, is it the Chachamim? But the Rambam says the Sira Mishtaleach does provide some kind of a kapara, if not on the chamuros, on the kalos, right? When the Lachem Mishnah says he paskins like the Chachamim, because that's how he wants to minimize the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So there is such a thing as communal tshuva that can sort of sweep along Yechidim in its wake. So God willing, what we'll take a look at tomorrow are some of the other elements here, try to be medayik in the Rambam within the next four categories of Hanol and Darchei Atshuva b'fnei Oseihen about certain similarities and differences between the following four. Everybody have a wonderful day.